Rusty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
We're starting a little bit early due to a quirk of timing, but that's cool. More time for our gift exchange later. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
No, it wasn't a quirk. It's actually a gift from the Corolla Show.
Oh, how nice.
They felt bad over the entire 08 year of taking minutes.
Yeah.
And decided to give them back at the end.
The minutes never expire. They just roll over.
A rollover minute.
Well, thank you, Adam. Here we are. We do have the gift exchange show. I wish you could see us. I know it's radio, so you can't. But we have we sit kind of facing each other in this big room with a counter that connects us and goes to either side. And it's loaded. Loaded to the ceiling.
Quite
with
a sight to see.
We've all brought stuff in for each other. This is the one day of the year.
You know, that's the great thing, too, about not having cameras today, because we can exaggerate the gifts. I like that. It's loaded to the ceiling. I like that.
Well, you know.
Okay, there's a couple.
If you round up about 3 feet.
Yeah, there are a lot of presents.
Now, did we webcast this show last year?
Yes, we did, because somebody sent me a YouTube video of us opening presents last year, saying, "Oh, I can't wait till this year's show," and I'm like,
No, I don't think we did.
Yeah,
I remember somebody here with a camera that's taken still photos,
which sucked.
But they only took photos of us opening the paper, but you never saw what was inside.
Yeah, they never photographed
60 pictures of people opening different color packages, but you never saw what was inside the package.
I know. So I've got the camera myself in my hand this year, and we'll fix
that problem. We did webcast, Frank, because somebody sent me a video of me opening something, and it was all video.
Or was that a video taken in the studio and it made it to YouTube?
I have no idea. All I know is that it was, you got me that Buddy Blaster. It was bacon bubbles, because you said it's a gift for your family. And I go, a gift for my family?
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, somebody sent me that video going, I wonder what you guys are going to do this year.
Did your dogs enjoy the bacon bubbles
from
last year?
They loved it. They chased it around. They still chase it around.
Last year, I got probably the bacon wallet.
Which I still have in my drawer.
You never did use it?
Well, it's next in line. As soon as my current wallet falls apart, it looks delicious. Looks like bacon in a pan. See, I will use that one. I'll be honest with you and tell you, I don't think much of anything
you wouldn't be cutting and pulling out a bacon wallet to pay for something.
That's nice.
Because everyone's looking at me.
Right.
Can you imagine what they would say when you pull out your bacon wallet? Well,
that's why you gave it to me.
I did.
To embarrass me at the checkout line.
So, yeah, this year we're going to do the gift exchange again. I brought in some homemade brownies and cookies.
Why are you winking?
What?
Homemade brownies.
All right, this is a gift from Rob, one of our production guys here.
Oh, then they definitely have weed in them.
I didn't eat them all. But if you guys want a cookie or a beer, cookies and beer.
Yeah, why not?
That says Christmas, like cookies and beer.
Cookies and beer.
I know, it's funny because we're all, we gave gifts to the Frosty and Frank staff.
Right.
You know, they got the Kristas and the Don McGoys and the Steves and
Eric.
Well, Eric's already went on vacation, so I didn't get to see him today. But
I give him a banjo.
Yeah.
But I walked up to Steve and Don McGoy, and I go, "Here you go, mother effers."
Well, that's a nice Christmas greeting.
Nothing says happy holidays.
It wasn't intentional. I think it's just how, I mean, it's kind of a doom and gloom holiday.
Yeah, it's just a little bit tough this year.
Yeah, I remember last year what I gave them, and it was a little bit more than this year.
Of course.
Like, it's like apologizing when you're giving out the gifts. Like, now, I know it's not quite last year's present. And Steve's like, well, remember that letter you wrote me when you gave me the present last year? He's like, that really meant more. And I'm like, and this year you get a here you go mother effort. You didn't get a letter this year. So, yeah, thank you to Steve, Krista, Don McGoy for another year of helping us do this thing that we call radio.
Couldn't do it without
them. They work very hard behind the scenes for not nearly enough pay and recognition. Eric as well, who's on
vacation. That's your gift. Applause. Well, no, you got Eric a banjo.
Well, yeah, whatever. But he's my friend as well as employee. So it was like part friend gift, part thank you computer genius employee.
No, you have
employee.
To split those up.
Yeah,
no.
You do. Yes, you do.
No, but you can't combine the two because
it's like
that's awkward.
No, it's a kid that was born on Christmas. They're like, well, here's your gift for both. And it's like, no, you got to do a birthday party.
Your birthmas gift.
No, you can't do
birthmas.
That. Yeah.
I mean, it's like an NBA player.
Birthmas.
Birthmas
Johnson. From the baseline.
No, you have to do a friend. This is friend gift. This is employee
but
gift.
But look at the stuff in front of us. This is the same thing I'm doing with you guys. It's a combination friend slash
none of these
co-worker.
Are friend gifts, just so you know.
No.
I would never do this if you were a friend. I wouldn't give you this crap.
And this is not like, you are kind of Eric's boss in a way. So if you're a boss, you got to give boss gift and then beyond work. friend gift.
I didn't screw up
you
the
present.
You
can't combine banjo as one gift, as boss friend gift.
But it was a very
I know it's an expensive banjo.
As expensive as it was.
Hang on,
nice.
I have a question.
Yeah, six stringer, right?
If he didn't work here,
Normally four on the banjo?
Plectrums, banjos, four or five, I don't know, but not six.
If he didn't work here, you would have gotten him a banjo as a, like, hey, we're going to get together, let's do like a Christmas dinner, go out for drinks or something, and I got a gift for you. You would have gotten him a banjo.
Yeah, probably. Okay, I would have gotten that anyways.
All right. Yeah, I get that.
Because he works here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So really, you didn't get him anything as a boss.
Well, he's on vacation. You could also look at it that way. If you go on vacation before Christmas, and he left like a week ago.
I know. I didn't know that he was going, so I had his thing.
Yeah, about. So people left, you know, on the 15th or something. Well, hey, you missed your Christmas present. Mm-hmm. I didn't screw that up. I'm not
no,
giving you
just
guy-
admitted that if he didn't work here, he still would have got a banjo. So basically, your boss gift, you lumped on. You really didn't get the boss, didn't get him in it.
But at some point, when I'm not bragging, and you're dragging this out of me because I wouldn't have mentioned the cost of it. But it was very expensive at Guitar Center and very nice. And I know he wanted it dearly. We looked at it four times.
How much was it?
Like $600.
My God, what'd you get Krista?
Well, but it's on sale.
Oh, my.
It was on sale.
This is awkward.
To everybody who listens behind the scenes on the show, that you gave a $600 gift
but
to one particular employee.
He thinks it's $600 because that's what we looked at. It was way too much. You couldn't afford it, $599. I had a coupon I got in the mail for like...
For banjos?
For 10% off.
What do you subscribe to?
Because I'm such a good customer
it's
that store.
It's Deliverance Daily.
And I went on a sale where they had like 30% off.
Yeah!
Hey, my magazine's here!
All right!
I got a coupon in it.
Look on the back. It's 20% off of banjos. I'm going to go take a poop and look through this.
It's not really a banjo.
Buy a banjo, get a free jug. Can't find your banjo setting?
I have a banjo setting.
I'm looking for my
got a jug
board.
Setting?
No, I don't have that either.
I wish they had jugs on it.
You pay more attention to it.
That's about as I can.
Close enough. Tuba.
But here's the thing. So he thinks it's $600, which is cool with the case.
Right.
He doesn't know I got it for half price. It's only like three plus tax.
Why wouldn't you tell him that?
Why do you tell people you got your gift on sale? That's irrelevant.
Because you're trying to impress him, trying to buy his love.
Damn, Daddy Warbucks.
So he's one of my best friends, and he's worth $300, as are you guys. So
then what'd you give me?
Well, we haven't opened our gifts, but just wait.
Now, when you were buying gifts, I mean, in the past... We've done this for a long time, but do you think about, oh, crap, I got Frank this. I better get Heidi something else because it's like you're having kids and you got to be equal and fair with the kids.
Look what I have over here. Now, don't read it. Just look that I've written. I have a cheat sheet. As I put stuff in wrapping paper, I'd go, okay, you got to keep the columns even. So I got Heidi on the left and Frank on the right.
Damn, you got us quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, some of it's crap.
I probably got Frosty more. He's got more to open maybe, but I spent maybe a little more time with Frank because one of Frank's gifts is handcrafted by yours truly. Spend a lot of time.
Martha Stewart
spends a lot of energy. Yeah. So I think he's got more to open, but more time went into yours, I guess.
All right.
I
could say.
How am I supposed to take that? Mine is meaningless crap you got at the 99 cents.
No. That means yours is more expensive, and but I have more stuff.
Yeah. I bought some stuff.
But your
some
heart
stuff
went into what
home.
You made for him.
My heart went into a few of your items as well.
I have two nickels, you have a dime.
Right.
It looks like I have more.
Right. Mm, okay.
Yeah.
But she seems prouder of the dime than the two nickels, is what I'm saying. It's just
I'm
just
saying,
I have more.
When we make our Christmas, right? When we're going, I'm a winner of Christmas. Here's the thing. I think that I'm going to win in my gift giving to Frank. I don't know. I'm not as confident. There is one item for each of you that I'm like, all right, I'm winning Christmas.
Now, I think every
one
year I've won Christmas. I've always been Super Santa.
No, you have
not. I think every year.
No.
I won last year.
Heidi had a good year, though, when I got like a beer fridge and all kinds of cool stuff. And we had remote control cars. And
Heidi
spent a lot of money
one year. She did, but she didn't win.
Never give me credit.
What's the definition of win?
No, the audience votes.
Well,
and I won with last year. I won because I gave Frosty the baby hand soaps,
which was hilarious.
Which still put me over the top.
God, I still have them.
You still have them? Are they in your bathroom?
Well,
like a little dish?
Yeah, I don't want to use them because they'll disappear in one washing.
I mean, they're infant baby hands
soaps.
Yeah, you put in a little dish.
Yeah, that's pretty
bathroom
funny.
Soaps.
They're in my guest bathroom.
And
a little
I
dish.
See Frosty all lathering up.
Hand soap.
Baby hands.
Stop.
Oh.
Stop it. Frank, stop. I can't go home for 4 hours. You know I'll just sit here and explode.
So I think I have one gift for each of you that I feel very proud of.
Okay.
And the rest is, you know, just other stuff that I feel good about, but I think I'm going to win Christmas.
Well, I'm a little leery about letting the audience decide through the voting democratic process as to who is the greatest gift giver, because they're always skewing with the Frank Army and the I Want Heidi Stick Out Your Tongue. They don't like me. So I could give away gold doubloons by the stackful, and I'd still lose, and it's just not fair.
You'd lose because that's not funny.
It's not necessarily the value.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Well, what does win mean, then? The overall...
Most clever.
Yeah. Okay. Why you never win. You have no idea what win means.
I've given away very clever things that barely get recognized. Why, last year I gave Heidi that portable toilet seat because you kept stopping alongside the road using the bathroom in the sticker.
Yeah, I gave her that.
I gave her
the bumper dumper, dummy.
I gave her the toilet crapper.
I gave her the bumper dumper, much funnier because it's got a funnier name.
I gave her the 5-gallon bucket with a lid on it. Toilet seat.
I gave her a toilet seat that hits to a trailer hitch. Redneck and infinitely more funny.
I gave her an entire trailer and a luxury house in Palm Springs.
See, that's not funny. That's why you lose.
Anyway, so the gift exchange will start anytime, I guess. Hey, how do I do this? Help. I've got some gifts that I gave you both the same thing.
Oh, I have not.
That is such a loser move.
You say that now, I know, but just wait.
I hate that. That's why I want that theme about gift giving. It's like, wait. Because they see you getting ready to open a gift, like you all pass them out, and you're sitting around the Christmas tree, and it's okay, it's Frank's turn. I pick out a gift. Right. So I go, stop! And then Heidi, you see the red one? You grab that, too, because you got to open it at the same time. I cannot stand that.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I think in any family you do that, and I know that, like, even when we do a gift exchange with friends and stuff, you'll do the individual gifts, but I also have a gift that... And it's going to seem selfish. It's sort of for the show. I'm letting Frank open it because I'm letting Frank open it, but it's really kind of a couple's gift for the both of you. You know, when you get together, and you're like, well, this is actually you guys.
So
alone.
You consider me the woman.
No, I consider you the main person who needs this gift. But I think we'll all have fun with
it. Okay, well, see this big, massive 3-foot by 6-foot thing against the wall? That's to both of you as well.
Okay.
So you both have to team open it.
All right. See.
And then fight over it.
And I got something that's good for Heidi, but we'll definitely use it on the air.
Well, see, that's the same thing with me.
I brought batteries if you need them. Well,
what do you think I got her? You brought batteries.
If so, I might be leaving early.
Here's our first call of the Christmas show. We got Sunny. Hello, Sunny.
No way. Frosty, Heidi, Frank. How's it going?
Hey, baby.
You guys, I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. I'm going to miss you guys, you know, for these 2 weeks, but it'll be all good.
Well, they're going to have some really interesting best of shows and stuff maybe hopefully. You haven't heard before, our finest, funniest moments while we're gone.
Yeah, right.
So we'll still kind of be here.
Hopefully. Hey, yeah, Frank, I don't know if you remember me. Archon Beach House hooked you up, Frank Army. Anyways, I just had a quick question for you. I don't know if you're going to lower the Frank Army prices. I already bought a whole bunch of junk from your website, but I don't know if you're going
to
do
that. Yeah, I guess I need to do a blowout sale because I want to come out with some new designs of stuff for 09 Frank Army version.
Wow.
So, I'm going to have a sale going on. I should call my guy right now and tell him to lower the prices and do some special today-only sale.
Well, your new stuff is still kind of new. I mean, you just released that.
It's still new, but I mean, I want to update it.
What are you, like Mervin's now? Sorry,
I do have a special Christmas present for the Frank Army, and I think I'm going to have to give that to everybody on Christmas. Okay?
Yeah, it's a little too late. I spent like $120, but it's all good. I just want, you know, for everyone else out there, it's like, you know, procrastinating like the Frank Army always rips.
Exactly. My Christmas sale will be in February. I just didn't get around to it, man.
That's my Christmas cards are coming out.
Well, thanks for the support, Sonny. Merry
Christmas.
Yeah, you
guys take it easy. Happy New Year.
Hey, you too.
See you, darling.
Frank, I rarely compliment you, but when I saw the Frank Army stuff that you put together, I was really impressed. And anyone who... Once you beat Frank Army, you got to have the gear. How do they find that?
You just go to frankarmy.com. Right now, that's where Stay or Go is located for the archive of bands. And we're going to have Stay or Go today at 1 o'clock. And there's the Frank Army store. Then you can join the Army. And more stuff's happening. Like I said, I'm giving the Frank Army a present on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Hopefully. If I can get it done by Christmas Day, it'll be... It'll be something
Super
else.
Santa, you
are. It's a little Super Santa, a little secret surprise. So go to frankarmy.com on Christmas Day, and I'll let you... You'll see your present. Enjoy.
Can I start?
I know I will.
Dreaming of a green Christmas? Is that what you want?
You see all the snow they got in the Midwest and
stuff?
Yeah, like
and in Vegas. That's where we're all heading right after the show. So
well,
I'm going to be playing
roads.
In snow.
Oh, slick roads.
It's not
gold.
Thick, is it? I mean, did it accumulate in Vegas?
There are snowmen. people are building snowmen. It's like enough to build.
Yeah, but did they take all the snow that landed in Vegas and build a snowman?
No. It's
going to melt soon because it's not going to stay below freezing in Vegas.
It's pretty darn cold in Vegas.
But it's above 32, so it's going to turn into slush pretty fast.
Yeah,
you get snowed in Omaha or Chicago or New York, it's there till February.
Well, hell has frozen over.
Exactly.
Here, you two, if I can just...
What's that?
Gifts. That
no, we're already starting the gifts?
Well, why not?
Is this one we have to open together?
Yes, at the same time.
Where the trees are.
Fancy paper.
You like my paper? Look,
yeah,
this year it's all red and gold,
it's
and the
pretty.
Ribbons and bows match. And
children listen.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
It is the Fetal Bites, America's number one fetus cookie cutter.
That's hilarious.
And, I guess you put the chocolate chip.
For the eye,
the giant. Embryo eye, the fetal eye.
It's about 5-6 foot tall fetus cookie.
Where'd you find this?
Oh, that's my secret. I'm not saying.
Well, I mean, for the audience, if they want to do something like this, this is awesome.
I think I got that at stupid.com. I think.
Isn't that where you get most of your stuff?
I thought
stuff?
That was your email address.
One of those websites sells a bunch of
this
weird
is
crazy
great.
Stuff. I think that's where I got it.
Because I'm going to make sugar
cookies.
Well,
so far, you're
tonight.
Winning.
Okay, yay!
Yeah. Well, that's funny.
Fetus cookie cutters. I didn't think you had those. And
no.
See, I couldn't just give it to Heidi or Frank. You both needed that one. That should be in your utensil drawer at both your houses.
And I'm making sugar cookies tonight, and I'll use my fetus cutters. It's a little odd, but I'll do it. It'll be funny. Thank you.
So when you're masticating your fetus, is that like a partial birth abortion?
Oh, yes.
What?
I'm like the wood chipper, so I'll go baby head in first so it doesn't feel any pain.
I'm going to eat mine breech. Eat first. Now, something different this year because of the economy the way it is, and it's affecting a lot of people for the holidays. We decided to kind of do a white elephant as well. Now, all my gifts aren't just from my house. There are gifts from my house
right.
to you both.
Me too.
But there are some things that I bought new. But, you know, times are tough and everyone's feeling it. And so it's like, well, let's just exchange things maybe that we got before, or a little re-gifting action. And give it to each other now. It's new to you, even though I probably had it in my garage for 4 years.
Right.
You wiped the layer of dust off the top
Actually,
of the
it's so funny. You will open a gift and it still has dust.
Oh, my God. Well,
I was going to wipe it off. I'm like, nah.
Dust is
it's
funny.
Your dusty.
Right.
So that's going to be pretty good. And so
all right.
You can call us up any time of the day, talk about anything you want, tell us Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And if you are... regifting something, or if you got something that you knew was regifted, let us know what that was. 888-520-9710.
I've also seen, Francis, you mentioned the white elephant thing. I mean, in previous years, that was almost like dishonorable, but this year, it's acceptable.
Well, yeah.
It really is. There's no shame in regifting this year, because when you don't have money to buy new stuff, go ahead and do it. I mean, in the past, you'd feel bad. Don't feel bad. It's like the Depression, right? So... You know, like your great-grandma did or your grandma did, we're giving white elephants stuff.
And here's another topic I wanted to throw out today. You know, along with you re-gifting what you get that was horrible and you knew it was a re-gift, was this time of year, I think if you're a woman and you're alone, it's a tough time to be alone. You feel like probably more of a loser besides Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
On Christmas Day, if you don't have anybody and you're not exchanging gifts and feeling the love and the happiness and the peace and the warmth, have any of you ladies lowered your standards for gifts? Where you slept with a guy
right.
you wouldn't normally have slept with any other year or any other time of year, any other month. But right now, you're desperate to have somebody for Christmas.
You want a warm
body. And you want a gift.
Right.
There's something that you want, and you know you're not going to get it unless you're banging some guy. So did you trade your vagina for a gift?
888-520-9710.
And what was the gift?
I'm guessing it's a guy they've been with for a while. You just run and meet a guy on the 21st and get a nice gift.
No, that's what I'm thinking. She wants a gift for Christmas. She knows what she wants, and so she sleeps with a guy, and she'll throw that out what she wants. She's trading her vagina for said gift.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be somebody new like Frosty says, but I think that I guarantee there are women listening right now who are so over the guy. If they've been with him 6 months or they've been with him a year, they're so done. They're so too good for them, but they're like, well, I'll just hang on till the first of the year, maybe after New Year's Eve, and then I'll break up. But know that, he's not the one. He's so done, but I know he gets me good crap. And
she's breaking up.
Oh, done. Done.
So you know.
She already
January 7th? You wait a week into January, so it doesn't look like you did that on purpose?
The 5th.
The 5th?
Yeah, the 5th of January.
I think
it's like a Friday or whatever. So a lot of you know this is the final year of exchanging gifts with him or her or it. This is it.
This is it.
One
you
more
know
Christmas,
you're done, but
and
it's like,
that's it.
I just can't do it right now because we got to go to his family.
And sleeping with them makes you sick, but you're going to do it because you want that gift.
Yep.
So if your gift is particularly amazing this year, should the red flag go up? Oh, is she dumping me? Is this like the farewell? I'm going to just go out
yeah,
with
it. Yeah, the guilty gift?
Yeah.
Oh, I've given those.
Jeez. You have? What'd you give?
Oh, I've done wonderful. Like, there was this one watch that I bought somebody that...
knowing you were leaving.
Yeah.
The parting shot.
Yeah.
How much was the watch?
It was expensive. It was probably about $900.
That's a parting gift.
And it was cool because it was one of those watches that you can put MP3 like music and everything. So it's not only a watch; it just looks like a regular watch. But you
on the card it said, "Our time is up."
Our time is up, and you could put all your music and everything. That was really cool.
You could buy 90 Timexes for that.
You put music on it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Must really put music on everything these days.
Yeah. It was a really beautiful watch.
Really?
Yeah. Looked like a regular old, just looked like your Rolex, but you hook it into your computer, and you can put all your iTunes and all that stuff on your watch.
I have headphones coming out of my Rolex. I think that'd be a first clue it's not a real Rolex.
It's not.
But I'm wearing headphones, earbuds.
Yeah.
In my watch.
It was a great
So now you're just trying to prevent that person from getting laid ever
of
again
course.
When they're,
like,
when they're strolling down the,
yeah.
the street with their watch radio.
Right, I don't want you, but I don't want anyone else to have
No calculator?
Either.
Calculator on the back of the watch?
Calculator, but you do have to take the watch off in order to do math.
Do you still have to use a pencil to operate the MP3 on it?
Yeah, you shouldn't get ink stains from your watch when you touch it. But
I'd have probably gotten broken up with anyway, even if after they opened the pair. Like,
that's one of those that have been like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
$900?
Did they understand how much it was worth? I mean,
I didn't mention. Hey, just so you know, that was $900.
So you could give me an expensive Cartier watch. I'm not into watches. I don't even wear one, so I wouldn't know it's expensive.
Yeah.
I just said Cartier because I just heard a commercial for one.
You did?
But if we give a $900 gift, you have to give hints that it's worth that, or they won't know.
You probably shouldn't wear a Cartier watch.
No.
Really?
No,
God. They're not slimming? What? Whatever.
I don't think you could pull it off.
Yeah.
Although it is on my wish list this year.
Fine, I'll stay with my Tag Heuer. My
Longines. You don't even wear a watch.
I know. I hate him. There's clocks everywhere.
Because he never has to be anywhere.
No,
he's
never
on a schedule. No one's expecting him ever.
He has nothing on a schedule. Why have a watch if you don't have a plan?
Wherever you stand in a room these days, there's a digital clock looking at you. There's microwaves, there's your car, there's the back. There's a clock, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 7 digital clocks looking at me right now. I don't need a watch. Oh, there's an 8
one. You don't need one in the studio.
Is there a clock in the bathroom here at work?
I think there might be.
There's
probably.
Not.
Well, there's one in the hallway
clock,
on the
right?
way in, isn't there?
No.
It's not like the old days when you had the town guy with the watch. Let's go over to Sam's and see what time it is. Get your pocket watch out and say, well, it's 4:15.
Oh,
here comes the train. Everyone's got... Enough clocks and watches. Bad gift idea.
Yeah.
888-520-9710.
What's that joke where the Mexican guy's sitting there, he's got the big sombrero on and the poncho, but he's like, you know, sleeping?
Yeah.
And he's got a mule next to him, and you go over to him, you ask him what time it is, he feels the mule's balls and tells you what time it is. You heard that joke?
No. No. Mm-mm. And then the punchline is the answer to what
he said? No, he, you go over to... The guy's like, you can't believe it. This guy can tell time just by feeling mule's balls. He's like, no way. So he goes and he asks the Mexican guy, he's like, so what time is it? And he raises his, looks up his sombrero on, reaches out, grabs the mule's balls, lifts him up a little bit, and goes, it's 12:30. Right? I mean, obviously, he does it different.
Right. Yeah.
And the guy looks at his watch, he says, that's amazing. It is 12:30. How do you do that? And so he's like, so how can you tell the time by grabbing this mule's balls? And he goes, well, he reaches out and he grabs me his balls. The mommy goes, see that clock over there?
Oh.
He points to a clock that the mule's balls have been bought.
Yeah, that's funny.
Right.
Now, is that an appropriate joke to tell your daughter?
No.
Who's 11?
No.
No?
No.
Never mind.
Uh-uh. Oh, God, you didn't.
She's like, Dad, tell me a joke. You know any good jokes? I'm like, I'm not one to recall jokes that well.
Yeah.
The only one I can think of is... There's this Mexican guy.
Oh,
and I told her that joke, and she didn't think it was funny and didn't really get it.
She had to explain anatomy.
I'm like, wonderful. Tell it at school. People will like it.
Oh, my God. Dad of the year.
Inappropriate?
Yes.
Really? Why?
She's
11.
I mean, I don't think it's going to make her, you know, start stripping on the pole, but, 11.
The punchline involves genitalia, even though it's on an animal. It's genitalia.
This is moving them.
I know, but the punchline is all about them, so.
Did you use Mexican, like a little Latin accent?
No, pretty much. Yeah, I didn't really sell it. Like I just didn't sell it.
Right. Yeah. I think, you should have used a little bit of an accent, maybe funnier.
Backed it out?
Yeah, yes, of course.
So, what would it?
No.
It's 12:30 in sleepy Mexican voice.
11's a little young. I'd at least wait till 12.
The AC Media. How do you know? The AC Media. How did you know that? Oh, he's not talking right there. I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
I'm just looking, you know, what not to do in 09.
Well, you know.
But you've already done that.
Later, you need to tell you how to tell jokes.
No, I've been warned.
All right. Alfonso on the 60. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Likewise. I had a funny story about our re-gifting. About 2 years ago, my mother-in-law got a gift from her sister, from her sister-in-law, and she got a used coffee maker. It still had a filter and used coffee grounds in it.
Oh,
the same.
Well, thank you, Alfonso, for ruining Frosty's gift today.
If you're going to re-gift something, don't you clean it up first?
Well, yeah, and that's what's gross about that is I have forgotten the grounds before. Like, you know, you just use the coffee maker that you don't use that often, and then you forget them, and the next time you go to use it, they're all green and moldy.
It's
got
like
fur
an experiment
on the,
going
yeah, and
on.
Yeah, oh, crap. That's what's going to happen. That's disgusting.
Jose and Downey with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello, Jose.
First of all, Frank Army in about 30 minutes.
That's right. Turn that clock over there.
Or that one there. Yeah. That one there. Or this one. Or that one. Or even that one there.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 in my room. I don't need one. Don't send one, guys. Frosty or gay?
Not. I mean, not. Not. I'm not.
Hey, baby.
Hey, so anyways, guys, I just wanted to get you guys to say Merry Christmas to my wife. I'm going to podcast this, as I do every day and listen to it at work, but I'm going to blast you guys all the way to Vegas, and I'm driving, so there's no choice. It's that role I have.
All right. Maybe I'll see you on the road, Jose. I'm going to be out there, too.
All right, and she doesn't necessarily give you guys a chance.
So she doesn't like us.
Yeah.
Then why should we waste our time wishing Merry Christmas to someone who's not a listener?
We're trying to win her over.
Frank knows why.
Yeah, I mean, if we did this, Jose's definitely getting laid.
To annoy them all the way there.
What's her name, Jose?
Her name is Nidia.
Nidia.
Feliz Navidad, Nidia. I was trying to appeal to her, to them.
Merry Christmas, Narnia.
Thank you very much.
Narnia.
Nidia, N-I-D-I-A.
Nidia, like Nidia Comaneci.
Merry Christmas, idiots.
Nidia, please.
Thanks, Jose.
Safe travels to Vegas.
Marlo, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Frank? Everybody there?
Hey, Marlo.
Hey, Frank, how come you don't sell water pipes on your website, man?
Oh, believe me, my friend. I looked into that, and I'm still looking into it, because I think that's how Tommy Chong got busted, certain things, and I don't want to end up going to jail or prison like Tommy Chong did. So I'm looking at all my avenues there and how I can get away with it.
I kind of figured you checked into that.
Yeah.
You're exercising
and so,
caution.
That'll be definitely a future thing that I have going on. All right. Thank you, Marlo.
I think we have to break.
Already?
I know.
Time flies when you're having this much fun.
Mm.
Don McGoy, by the way, who works hard behind the scenes, editing, producing the show, gave us amazingly huge bottles of Jack Daniels, like 2 gallons or something. I think we should open one. What do you say?
You can't open gifts unless you're drinking.
I agree.
It was a family rule.
Yeah.
All right. Toddy, anyone? It's things like that that make you sound less than a man.
A little gay. Hot
toddy! Hot toddies and my ties, anyone?
Because of that, you're no longer leading in the Super Santa thing, even though you're the only one who's given a gift.
That is true. We've not given anybody anything.
Yeah, he was leading by default.
I wasted my fetus cookie cutters. Damn it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
It's penis time. There's no need to be afraid. At penis time, we let in light and we banish it. And in our world,
you know, the song was annoying in its original form.
Yeah.
Do they know it?
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Merry Christmas.
We're trying to ruin everything by talking over it.
I thought that was just a little bumper going into our talks, but then you're playing the whole thing.
Hmm.
But now I do, so
I'll leave off your mic next time.
Fine. Merry Christmas.
Holly jolly.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
That was just a 10-second bumper rejoining the show. I didn't know you wanted to play the whole song. I wouldn't have said anything.
It's not the whole song. It's because you hate that bit.
These are the penis songs, Frosty.
I know, but...
He's actually heard it for the first time. I thought it was going to be the whole song. I didn't even hear George Michael yet.
Well, I didn't recall how long that one was. I didn't know it was 30 seconds long. I thought
it was
like
30 seconds long.
It was, too.
Hmm.
You're going
to cry. Actually, it was like 34 seconds.
It was 30. Yeah, I know 30 seconds.
You're going
to
cry.
No. I'm just saying I thought it was 10 seconds.
It's not Christmas
till
somebody cries. I figured it was going
to
be you.
34, according to Steve. I didn't know it was extra 24 seconds coming.
Now we got 3.5 hours left to talk, and you got to talk over 30 seconds.
Merry flipping Christmas.
Oh, God. It's like a real family.
But it's only funny if they hear the joke three times. They heard it twice. They heard two penis inserts. You need a third penal insert before it's funny.
You know what to do, Steve.
You're saying penis is always funny, Frosty.
Great. Mm-hmm. That'll be in a Christmas song next year, won't it?
And the smack of the hand.
Eh.
I hope that was a hand.
Mike and Downey, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Frank, quick, I just wanted to just add a little joke that you told your daughter.
Yeah?
I kind of did a knock-knock joke with my daughter. She's 8 years old.
Which one?
And which one what?
Knock-knock
joke. Oh, this is how it went, right? So we were saying knock-knock jokes as we're driving, and I go, knock-knock. She's like, who's there? I go, D. D who? D's nuts.
She's 8. Did she get it?
No, she didn't. She goes, Mom, I don't get it. What is that? My wife looks at me like, what the hell are you seeing?
She's 8 years old. Shut up.
You guys have a Merry Christmas,
you
man.
Too,
and enjoy your vacation. And I look forward to listening to your replays.
There you go. And I guess it's 6 days a week, too. We're on Saturday as well.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
And you're in for a treat because Frosty's going to come in and talk over all those replays.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Frosty.
What?
I don't care what anybody says, man, but you're gay.
I am not. And lay off. It's Christmas.
Although it does wrap presents like
love.
A homosexual.
Look, okay, my Christmas presents are all, except for this one slide, when they're all wrapped very neatly. I put a lot of time into
it. That's a floppy one. Damn, I thought that was like the one that took most time.
No, this one sucks. There's no way to wrap around stuff.
Yeah,
but all my square stuff, look, I got expensive heavyweight paper, nice bows. It's not a gay thing. It just means I want to put some time and effort into giving my two close personal friends nicely wrapped gifts, which clearly aren't appreciated.
When are they coming?
See?
Your two
between
close
that
personal
and the
friends.
Penal intro. Why do I waste my time?
Here, I'll give Frosty a gift. You'll open it and then I'll explain why I'm giving it to you.
It's in a bag.
And this is something from my home, something that I already had that I didn't have to go out and buy.
A white elephant?
Yeah.
It's a blue bag with white paper in it.
Uh-huh. And red.
And a red... Oh, what is this? It's hair? Are you giving me a lump of hair?
I gave you the beard that I wore as your homeless brother because so many times Frosty goes, look, stock market's crap. You want to get away from your life. Just become a hobo on a train. And that's for if you ever want to become unrecognizable in a hobo on a train, that is yours.
This is a really, this is like a
$300, by the way, so
yeah,
enjoy
$300
that.
$300 hair.
Whoa. That's up there with a banjo.
But that was in my house. It was in my closet. And that's your hobo on a train gift.
You're not going to use this again somewhere, sometime? Might need a beard to go out on a Saturday night.
I don't do that anymore. I'm out of the closet. No more beards for me.
Wow, this is cool.
So that's all you.
This is, well,
Holly jolly.
I need nothing else. I got me a beard.
Well, that way when you fail miserably out of local TV news, you can actually wear that and look like you've been homeless for years.
Right.
As opposed to moving in with your brother in his box and being like, who's the clean-shaven douchebag?
Yeah,
Let me try it out. With the news, I'm Rutherford B. Hayes.
No, that's after they fire you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You look Amish.
Yeah, when you're homeless.
Very nice. And this is real hair. It's not synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually touching some whiskery homeless guy
human.
Who sold his hair to him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heidi. I'll put it back in the bag
you're
and wear
welcome,
it later.
You're welcome, Frosty. That's for hobo on a train.
I'll be sneaking around Burbank tonight wearing this, and you won't know it's me.
Got an email. If you'd like to email the show anytime today, you can do that to letsbefrank971@msn.com. This one says, Frank, have you even asked the audience if they like the gift exchange show? I think it sucks. You guys should perhaps do it on your own time or something.
Well, we're not going to get together on our own time.
No, I understand what they're saying. Is that when you do go to like someone's house and they got you a gift because they knew you were going to be there, but it's kind of their Christmas.
Right.
You only have one gift to open.
Right.
And then you have to sit there the rest of the time when people open gifts. It does suck. when you don't have any gifts.
So what do we do? So
you have to watch everyone else open their gifts.
What do we do? How do we make this work?
Oh, we don't change the thing. I'm just saying I understand where they're coming from.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're sitting on the couch. No, isn't that great?
It means nothing.
Like, I really wish I'd go in the other room and watch football, but no, we're all in here watching you guys open again.
Yeah, it'd be rude if I left, but oh, yay, Grandma got another Christmas sweatshirt.
Well, you all could just drink, and maybe you'll get better if you're half inebriated.
Yeah.
Because really, there's no way to save it. Just the concept is flawed.
Yeah, speaking of, well, usually it's webcasts.
I know.
And you can actually watch the gift exchange and see what they are, but no, I guess.
They don't care.
Oh, well.
No one cares. But
you
like 60,
beers
70,
during break, Heidi.
You want beers?
Yeah, you want a beer? It's too early?
I'll get you a beer.
Please do.
I brought beers in, actually.
What
did
one?
Did you guys bring beers in?
I brought two for myself.
And he wrapped them all individually.
They're in the fridge wrapped.
You
just
are
one.
So well. Okay, I'll go get you some beer then.
Thank you.
Take some calls or whatever.
Wow, you're giving me another gift, Frank. You're having Heidi leave the room. This is the greatest gift of all.
So far, I'm Super Santa. Here's Robert emailing about the joke I told my daughter about the mule ball time clock. He says, hey, Frank, that joke is fine. Don't listen to Heidi and Frosty. If your daughter heard you talking about nails on your balls, I'm sure donkey balls just are much less shocking. Remember the other day she called me Mr. Ballsack? See, yeah, I think cause we're at that point where we're now bonding. Over silly stuff.
Have you had? Well, she's 11. She's a little adult, I guess. So she knows, obviously, what anatomy is on
animals. Humans. She's got it all down pat, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
hopefully not. But
so that would be shocking to a little, like a toddler or a second grader. But if you're 11, I guess you know what boys and girls have and what animals have. So it's not like
it's my job to gross her out. I'm her dad.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the beer, Heidi.
You're welcome.
Cheers to you guys. Merry Christmas. And all of you who are just listening to us open our gifts and you have none, Merry Christmas.
Hello, Ryan. How you doing, man?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Ryan.
Okay.
Let's double that in 09.
So yesterday, I won a prize of some box or something, and then Frosty said, no, I can't have it because he wanted it.
Oh, no, you're still getting it.
No, that's...
We made him give it away.
Yeah, they didn't listen to me. It's on the way. Did they get your address and stuff?
Not my address. I waited, and then I called back, and they canceled my phone number.
It's yours. We signed it for somebody.
Well, we'll put you back on hold. Yeah. You can talk to Krista and make sure you get your box with our face burned into it.
Yeah, Krista, it's Ryan up there on line one.
Our face burned in box. The holidays.
Hello, catfish.
Happy holidays. I was really happy to find out that you guys are giving out gifts because now that means that I've been listening to you guys for a year.
Oh, well, wow. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
And Frank Army, But Frank, you know me because I'm on your friends list. I got that Hitler comment, remember?
Yes, I do remember. Thank you.
Yes, brother. Hey, one quick question for you, Heidi. Have you ever been to a burlesque show?
No, I haven't, actually.
I'm going to actually invite you to one, because I've been the talk of the town playing my little harmonica.
Oh, I would love it. I would love to come see a show.
Cool. Hey, Frosty, don't let me down, man. I want to hear some good gifts today, okay?
Well, you know, we're just getting warmed up.
The
counter is full. I can't even tell you. I mean, it looks like there's 20, 30 more things to go between the three of us.
Lots
of things. So who knows what's going to be whipped out. I'll whip something out if you want.
Yeah, let's get it going. Oh, time to go.
After the break, we'll all whip something.
Oh, the Christmas music.
Yeah.
What, there's no more
Don't
Christmas?
Don't you love it?
I'm dreaming of a white
Christmas.
I probably got a Christmas song here, too. Hold on.
Yeah.
We always had Christmas music in the background. There we
Good
go.
Music, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Richard Cheese.
Our friend Richard Cheese.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
With your permission, my band Lounge Against the Machine and I would like to swankify a holiday chestnut for you. This number is from Charles Schultz and his Peanuts, if you know what I mean. But because it's so cold outside, fellas, what do you say we heat it up? Yeah. Yowza.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Hey, look, snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes and love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere.
97.1 FM Talk.
Have yourself a his penis. Make the Yuletide gay.
Penis.
Are we playing this whole song? Or are we
really, oh. See, it's like...
No, that's only 11 seconds.
Okay,
that's
when you, thought, you talk over it like that, it does ruin the ending, doesn't it?
But I thought the other was like that long, really short, like 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm. It is when I turn your microphone off.
I know, I see.
For some traditional stuff.
I'm super excited for the audience.
You are a gift.
Well, that's funny.
See, I just won. I'm Super Santa. Oh, wait. I got an email here from Gabe. He's wishing to see him. Feliz Navidad from Miami Beach to Los Angeles. Yeah, he says, many blessings to you and your families and much success in 09. No matter where you go, your fans will follow. You guys rock and make lots of people around the globe smile every day. FHF is pura vida. Gabe in Miami Beach. Well, thank you, Gabe. Listening online at FrostyAddieAndFrank.com.
You know, if you haven't gone to the show website lately, we have...
Really, nothing's changed.
But if you're a listener of the world, go to FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. We don't often say this, but the show has a website, FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. Click on Listeners of the World. A lot of you are listening in other states, other countries, and we know you're out there, but we want to put a map. We have a map up. We want to put a spot to represent you. And there's a special email address you use to check in with us. So do that. Let us know where you are, and then we'll add you to our world map. And you see we have listeners all over the planet, which is really cool when you let us know where you are. FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com, listeners of the world.
So far, the gift-giving, Frosty gave Heidi and me, myself, some embryo cookie cutters, which are pretty cool. And then Heidi gave Frosty the beard that she wore when she dressed as Frosty's brother, Homeless Donnie.
Yeah.
That wasn't this year, was it? It was 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was.
But it was a real human hair beard.
Yeah.
You paid $300 for it. And got an email from Jonathan saying, you better go home and shampoo that beard, Frosty. It still might have particulates from the guy or girl that robbed Heidi's house.
No, that was all put away and untouched, unfortunately. Yeah, the stuff that I wouldn't have cared any.
Maybe that's what they cleaned up with.
Maybe that's it.
That beard.
It's like a giant hairy sponge after I clean my shower. It looks like that.
It really looks like a homeless beard now, filled with corn and
cashews. It's authentic.
Well, thank you, Heidi.
You're welcome.
The gift exchange continues.
Let me see. I got to give somebody something. I haven't given anything yet. Let's see. All right, I'll give this one to Frosty. There you go.
A lot of wrong notes today. Oh, it's a small little thing wrapped in newspaper.
It's not newspaper.
A magazine. Oh, it's actual.
It's paper with Frosty the Snowman on it.
Oh, it is actual wrapping paper.
Look at you thinking.
Oh, okay. I take it back. All right, it's, See, my family, they always squeeze and guess. And it
don't
takes,
squeeze.
It takes forever.
You'll guess.
It's a bottle opener. You're kidding me.
Here, let me see it.
An Indiana University IU bottle opener?
Let me see it. Yeah.
It's got a speaker in it.
You can use your
finger. What does it do?
It does this.
A speaker hole.
It doesn't open any bottles, apparently.
You can use your finger.
Did I break it?
Did you break it?
Don't we have a beer?
Did it work
opening?
Before? Did you?
Yeah,
did
it worked.
Is this a White Elephant regift? Frank, the battery might have gone out.
Really? The thing has batteries in it?
Well, it's got a speaker. It means it's powered. So.
That was anticlimactic.
What would it have done?
It would have played IU's fight song.
Penis.
Hey!
There you go.
How cool is that?
All right.
Oh, that's great. Every time I open a beer, I think of the old alma mater.
Well, every fourth or fifth time you open a beer. Who knows if it's going to work every time? I'm just fiddling with it.
That's part of the surprise.
So someone gave this to you and you're giving it to me?
Yeah, I found it in my house and I was like, it's something Frosty will dig from my house.
Yeah.
You sure I didn't give this to you like 20 years
Maybe
ago?
Maybe you did.
I think I...
That's
you know
funny.
I think this one of your graduation... No, you didn't graduate. I think I might have given this to you like
that's
18,
something
19.
You would have given me.
That's a horrible graduation present.
Somewhere in the 80s, I gave this to you.
Yeah. Eric, it's a banjo for Christmas. I got that for graduating college.
Well, I was poor then. And I will be again soon.
Eric will get one of those next year.
That's why the battery's going out. It's a 20-year-old battery.
It is. mean,
thank you. That's cool. I will open a beer with it in about 3 minutes.
I'll give this to you. This is something that is not, in fact, from my house. This is something that I saw and had to buy for Frank, considering what some of the stuff he's had to deal with for the past year.
All the stuff I've had to deal with.
Yeah.
I hope it's a head. Just a bloody neck and a head.
I did not give you head.
I just grabbed the hair and pull it up. Yay!
No, this is just something that, well, you'll see. That's it.
It's a multi-voice changer.
Well, you've gone through so many voice changes this year, I thought that maybe, and it has
Is it already set for me?
Well, you can try it. Just press it. It has 10 different options.
Is it loud?
Will it make him sound normal again?
This makes me sound normal again.
Oh, well, it's set on that.
Let's do the whole show like this.
You got to say, we mean no harm to your planet.
We mean no harm to your planet. This is not a cool about. I'm totally smoking a bunch of weed tonight. Frank Army, this is your general. Calling all troops.
Oh, good stuff. Now, it's 10 voice changes. That's just one.
And it will tell you on the back, if you put 4 and 6 on, your voice will do this.
It'll make it sound like a woman.
I'll just change his pitch. That wasn't supposed to be like an alien or whatever. That was supposed to be a munchkin. I can just.
You can change it.
Randomly, just do anything.
Yeah, try it.
What's this sound like?
Oh, my
God.
Oh, my God.
This is that voice that. It must be Saw.
Saw. Right? It's a Saw voice.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
You have 30 seconds to figure out how to get out of the maze.
Who is this?
If you don't get out of the maze, you will die. Go.
Oh, my God.
All right.
30 seconds. That is scary. You got to do that to Farty tonight.
Oh, in her ear while she's sleeping. She'll be one of those ambient hazes. She won't be able to wake up.
I can't even do anything right now. Farty, wake up. Farty, wake up.
You have 30 seconds.
You have 30 seconds to be a Frank Oral. Die.
All right.
Very scary.
All right.
That is good stuff. Thank you,
It'll
Heidi.
It'll be fun, and your kid will like it. It'll be fun with fur.
First place to have. Yeah, that is cool.
All right.
Keep that away from the kid.
That will be overused on this show especially.
Mm-hmm. Since Frank's voice is going through a bit of a medical reformation, is there a switch that can make him sound like old Frank again? Is the old Frank voice
I think
somewhere?
That's combination 2-7-10 on the machine.
Yeah, I'm heading down to UCLA on the 22nd to figure out if they can find the setting on that thing for old Frank voice.
Maybe they should install that in your throat somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
But the people are going back and forth. They're saying they like the new Frank voice. That they're saying it makes me a better radio personality. I'm more like Danny now.
Oh, God.
I know. So soon you'll be down to 1 hour after a failure of a show about nothing.
And you'll be moving to Philadelphia. Weird.
All right.
Get started, people.
Yeah, we got more gifts, and your calls are going to jump in. 888-520-9710. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Get more shows like this at 971fmtalk.com.